The view over the Salt Lake Valley is pollution-free. We can thank the storm that scrubbed the valley clean before the weekend. And snowstorms this week will keep the air clear of winter smog for a while longer. But next week, a high-pressure system will settle in, and that means sooty pollution will build up in the valley again. Martin Schroeder is a meteorologist at the Utah Climate Center. He says computer models tell us what to expect.
If you can identify an event days, weeks, and up to a month out, then you would hopefully potentially be able to disseminate information better to the public and industry as well.
Forecasters rely on data from far away, like Pacific Ocean temperatures. The Climate Center also uses historic weather trends and local patterns. Forecasters now say they can spot an inversion a month out, weeks sooner than a typical weather forecast. Schroeder says data like this can be useful.
We'll end out the month, the third week of the month, with a persistent long-term inversion event lasting somewhere around a week. That should end it for our inversion season.
Governor Gary Herbert's Clean Air Action Team has tapped the Climate Center to help search for pollution solutions. But it also can help people like Antoine Longshore. He and his University of Utah roommates struggled with the deep inversions earlier this winter. He says forecasts like these could help people plan for outdoor activities.
Especially for people who have asthma or something like that, and upper respiratory problems, which I have.
You can check the inversion forecaster yourself at the Utah Climate Center webpage. Judy Fays, KUER News.